And now from London, late in the evening there, I'm joined from just outside the palace by special correspondent Willem Marx. So Willem, tell us about the events of today.
Well, Judy, leaving aside the rainbow, we heard at around lunchtime here in the UK that Elizabeth's doctors were concerned about her health and placed her under medical supervision. Several hours later, Buckingham Palace issued a statement saying that she had passed away peacefully at Balmoral, her Scottish estate. Over the course of the afternoon, all four of her children were either with her or en route to be with her, as were several of her grandchildren. And it made it, therefore, slightly compelling to see that they were there at the end of her very long life. Now, here, in the hours before that announcement, there were crowds already gathering. They're still here late into the evening, Judy. Many thousands of people, many of the streets nearby closed off by police. Every so often, you'll hear a rendition of the national anthem start to break out amongst groups of people here, with, of course, the words changed from God Save the Queen, an anthem that British people have known for 70 years now, to God Save the King, to celebrate the new king, Charles III.
And Willem, we know that there's much to come in the days ahead. Tell us a little about what the palace has planned.
Well, of course, you might imagine, Judy, that the specific details of the funeral have been worked on for many, many years. The palace have not quite released the timetable around that, but because she's passed away in Scotland, her body will be taken from Balmoral, about 40 miles west of the city of Aberdeen, to the capital there, Edinburgh. There'll be a service of some kind in the main cathedral there, St. Giles, before the body is taken by a special train service all the way south back down to London. One imagines there'll be thousands of mourners lining the track at major station crossings throughout the course of that journey. And when she arrives back here in Buckingham Palace, she will once again lie in state in the throne room in the building behind me, guarded by four members of a British Army regiment, the Grenadier Guards. Following that, there will be a funeral. We don't yet know the exact date. And of course, there will be a formal proclamation that Charles is now the king. And I should say that across the nation, there will be tolling of bells. Many of the masts, like the one behind me, will be flying half-mast, many of the flags, for many days. There'll be 10 days of national mourning, a month of mourning in the court. Members of the royal family and their staff wearing black armbands, royal palaces closed, and many other businesses here facing a national public holiday.
Well, clearly so much tradition, but such a personal outpouring. It's just a tremendous tribute to see. Willem Marx joining us tonight from outside Buckingham Palace. Thank you, Willem. And we know one of the Queen's favorite homes was Windsor Castle, north of London. Malcolm Brabant was there tonight as Britons absorbed the news of the Queen's passing. He sent us this dispatch.
They came to the statue of another great queen, Victoria, to pay tribute to the longest-serving monarch in British history and to mark the end of this Elizabethan era.
I think we just wanted to thank the Queen for her reign and everything she's done for the country and the world, and we wanted to come tonight to pay our respects.
She devoted her whole life to our country, her people and the Commonwealth, and there'll never be another Queen like her.
How emotional are you about this?
Very.
Yeah.
It was such
a
shock. You know, 48 hours ago she welcomed our new Prime Minister and now she's gone.
Yeah.
It'll never be the same.
No.
Late into the evening, people streamed into Windsor to experience a unique moment and to reflect on the Queen's achievements.
So it's as if the rug's been pulled out from underneath us as a country. The Queen's been there through all of the difficult moments. We've celebrated with her, we've mourned with her, and she just epitomises what the British culture's about, really. You know, she's just got on with things. She's been a great support to everybody, and we, the UK and the world, have just lost a fabulous, wonderful lady.
The mood was somber as Britons came to terms with the changing of the guard.
Well, I'm 72. I've never really known life without the Queen. I thought she served the country well. She's somebody to be admired, somebody to be followed, and an example to us all. She'll be greatly missed, and I hope the future in Charles's hands will be secure.
This country is now entering uncharted territory. For the past 70 years, the Queen has been respected as a symbol of unity and stability. But Prince Charles, now King Charles, is a completely different character. He's seen by some as being a divisive figure, and he has a hugely difficult task ahead of him to unite the country during a very troublesome time. For the PBS NewsHour, this is Malcolm Brabant in Windsor.